You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. News that the state of Minnesota recently settled a lawsuit against 3M caught our eye. 3M is the company whose chemicals were used by Wolverine Worldwide to waterproof shoes, chemicals that have now contaminated drinking water in the Grand Rapids area. The $850 million settlement in Minnesota was over water contamination from similar chemicals that are all part of this broader group called per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS for short. Studies suggest that they're linked with various health problems, including cancers and miscarriages. And PFAS have been found in groundwater in 28 sites in 14 communities around Michigan. We got to wondering how the Minnesota lawsuit might inform Michigan's response to the PFAS contamination here. With us is Elizabeth Dunbar. She covered the lawsuit for Minnesota Public Radio and is with us now via Skype. Elizabeth, what led to this lawsuit?
Well, there was widespread contamination in the eastern suburbs of the Twin Cities area. This had been going on for a long time, and people had it in their private wells. The cities in that area had PFCs in their municipal wells, and the state of Minnesota decided that this was a natural resources damages lawsuit. They went after 3M to get as much money as they could to clean up the problem.
And the state was looking for, what, $5 billion in punitive damages, but they settled with 3M for $850 million. Why did the state settle for so much less?
Well, the Attorney General, Lori Swanson, said that a comparable lawsuit was won in West Virginia against DuPont. Same chemicals involved, and that one was settled last year for about $670 million. And she said that Minnesota is getting a good deal out of this. However, just in recent days, the Minnesota legislature scheduled a hearing to ask about the settlement and whether the state did get a good deal. There was about $100 million in legal fees that the state is having to pay to carry out this lawsuit. I mean, it was going on since 2010, so a lot of lawyers involved. That added up.
And what is the state's intention? What's it going to do with that money?
The money is used to kind of clean up the problem. So that could be drinking water supplies for the cities. It could mean new private wells for homeowners that have contaminated wells. It could mean hooking up private wells, hooking them up to a municipal system instead of a private system. It could look like a lot of different things. There's even opportunity in there for natural resources conservation projects. Because of PFC contamination in the Mississippi River, you can't catch fish and keep them there. And so the Department of Natural Resources says, well, maybe we should build some fishing piers on lakes that are not contaminated so people in that area can go somewhere to fish.
Now, I know we can't talk about these stories without tossing around a lot of acronyms, PFAS, PFCs, PFOA, PFOS, but they are all related. How significant are these chemicals to 3M's business?
They were very significant for many years. However, this lawsuit, you know, because it was settled, 3M is not saying that they did anything wrong. They're maintaining that they did not hold back any information about the health risks involved with these chemicals. And, you know, 3M still manufactures types of related chemicals today that they say are not as harmful as these other chemicals. And so this is something that is sort of a moving target for public health officials. Our Minnesota Pollution Control Agency head said, you know, what we're learning about these chemicals is changing all the time. The EPA recently established new health risk guidelines for these chemicals. And so there's still quite a bit that's unknown about them.
So 3M is basically saying we don't think there are public health risks related to these PFCs?
Correct.
Will an $850 million settlement, is that going to be enough to get 3M to make significant changes, maybe be more transparent about these chemical compounds? Or is this to them more the cost of just doing business?
Well, that's a really good question. You know, $850 million is not a lot of money for a company 3M's size. They make a lot more in profits every year. So it's not seen as a big deterrent. But on the other hand, it is a significant amount of money. 3M said, you know, this goes along with the types of sustainability projects that we would fund anyway. And so we'll have to see how the money is spent eventually. There's going to be quite a process and probably a fight over how exactly it will be spent. So we'll be watching that closely.
For states, including Michigan, discovering PFAS contamination in groundwater here, what do you think the takeaways are from Minnesota's suit against 3M?
One of the challenges for states that are seeking money against these companies is that it is a situation where the science is somewhat limited in terms of linking this to actual harmful health effects. And so it's difficult. I think it would have been difficult for Minnesota to really make that case and for a jury to unanimously agree. However, there is consensus that there is a certain extent of risk involved with these chemicals, that they are in the environment, that they do bioaccumulate in fish and other species. And so I think a lot of states have been watching Minnesota's lawsuit and will be trying to see if they can do a similar action that might lead them to funds that will help clean it up.
Elizabeth Dunbar is with Minnesota Public Radio. Elizabeth, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.